Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. You're pulling a right funny face. You remind me of a character in something, Joe. Like a Roald Dahl character.
Yeah, it's a bit Quentin Blake, isn't it?
What's your favourite Roald Dahl?
The book or film?
Huh?
Book or film? What?
The book.
Okay. That's obvious. That's an easy
question.
Because
it's obviously your favourite Roald Dahl film is James and the Giant Peach.
No, my favourite Roald Dahl film is the best one, which is Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Which one?
I couldn't think of the words Gene Simmons, but that's not his name.
Gene Wilder.
Gene Simmons, one of your rock stars. Gene
Kiss.
Simmons.
Yeah. The Gene Wilder Charlie and Chocolate Factory is one of the greatest films.
James the Giant Peach is good.
James the Giant Peach is pretty good.
Matilda?
Matilda's fantastic. Book-wise, I can't remember them all now because I read them as kids. I remember genuinely pissing myself at George's Marvelous Medicine.
Yeah, that is good.
Because it's so sort of pure island childish, but it's just amazing.
I told the story?
When the grandma shits herself through the roof or whatever happens.
What? What? Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ethan.
Have I told the story in here about George's Marvelous Medicine when I went to see it as a kid?
I don't think so.
Something rings a bell. Maybe. But it can't have been that good.
Well, we've done so many bloody stories on here over the year.
Yeah, go on.
When I was a kid, I went with my mum to the Theatre Royal to go see George's Marvellous Medicine. Ooh. And when they're on stage, they're putting the different ingredients into like a big pot of medicine, all right? Yeah. And they get the audience to like join in, so they're like, pick something up and it'll be like butter, and everyone will go butter, and they'll pick something up and they might go chocolate or whatever they're putting in the medicine.
Yeah. Sounds like a cake, this, doesn't it? A flour, yeah. Sugar.
Yeah. And then the actors on
oven
stage.
For 18 minutes at 350
sure
Fahrenheit.
Sure, you were just a baking show, Ethan.
Yeah, you were Come Dine With Me Live.
I think.
How did you, out of every single baking show, you picked Come Dine With Me?
You were at the British Bake Off Live.
British Bake Off Live. Yeah.
I think how my brain works in these scenarios is I pick something and then my brain just goes down that route.
Okay.
So I had to go down the cake route.
Oh, yeah.
But he's designed in medicine.
I get it. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
The point of the show. And eventually they get onto gin. Ooh. And everyone else shouts gin. And then I shout and tonic. And the whole theatre goes quiet and the actors are laughing on the stage because obviously they think me mum and they go on stage and the actors are going,
no.
Well, we know what your mum likes and we know what she's up to.
Oh my
gin
God.
And tonic.
Your mum got roasted and outed as an alcoholic.
Is
that how you first found out your mum was an alcoholic?
No.
How did you do it?
No.
That's quite good for you, isn't it?
That's good. That's quick. That's smart.
But I remember just going down in my chair and just it felt like the worst thing in the world.
Did
I was
your face
so embarrassed.
Got really hot.
Oh, it was horrible.
You're so hot, but you're cold as well.
It was horrible.
It's so horrible being embarrassed, isn't it? As a kid.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing worse.
I remember getting too embarrassed.
I can't imagine you being embarrassed. You did Miss Saigon and played the role of Toy.
I remember.
You aren't a man susceptible to embarrassment. You literally played a Vietnamese man with full earnest character acting. You cannot be embarrassed if you think that's acceptable.
Going back to my earlier years, I feel secondhand embarrassment from my earlier self.
Dear.
My dad tells a story of we were in some sort of like wacky warehouse type pub. Where, do you remember this was a great thing as a kid?
There you didn't
was
see him as much
a
then.
Pub, and then attached to it was like a wacky warehouse.
A pub for kids.
A pub for kids.
Yeah.
And apparently it was like a carvery.
Well, that was the theme of the wacky warehouse.
No.
Sliding through the meat curtains and all that.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Okay.
No meat curtains there. And then my dad took me around the playground area. It was great. And then after an hour, he got a big plate of carvery in front of him.
Sorry, he was in there with you for an hour?
I don't know how long you're in there. I don't know the exact details of the story.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But apparently then, like, do you know when you see, like, a character come in and it's, like, a human dressed in, like, a big outfit playing someone? Apparently he just sat down with his carvery like that and he's got me one. And this guy comes in, like, a little, I think it was a charity monster, just say, hello, kids, you know. Yeah. Bit weird.
Like Bob Geldof.
No, he didn't come as Bob Geldof.
No.
I think it was like, you know, Pudsey the Bear or something. Yeah. As soon as I see it, I'm out. Apparently I just went tears, kicked off, we're going. I thought it was like a real monster.
Yeah.
My dad just about to tuck into his, what did you call it, meat curtains. Yeah, next thing you know.
No. Stop.
Tears, chaos.
Did you have to leave?
I had to leave.
Oh.
Still brings you up to this day.
How old were you?
The carver that never was. 16?
Yeah.
No.
I think it was the stress from the auditions for Miss Saigon that we're getting to, isn't it?
I think I was about three.
You're like, oh, that's sad. That's cute, though. It's lovely.
Were you never on stage? You must have been. I know you were a drummer in a band, but you must have done some acting.
No, I never did any acting. I wasn't allowed. I wasn't allowed to do stuff like that. I wasn't allowed, not by my strict religious parents, but my school, I wasn't allowed to do stuff because I was naughty at primary school.
That's tight.
I told you this before, my teacher wouldn't let me go to like school trips and stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't know they'd stop you being a performer.
Well, it wasn't really a thing also, but it was always kind of like, you ain't getting that, don't worry about that.
Oh.
Yeah, so we never really did, my sister used to do them loads. I've been to see like Annie, etc. Like loads of them, and yet our school, I don't even remember any of them.
Did you not do like a year play or something like that?
In primary school you did, but then you just what role do you have? You look on the script, your job, fig. Yeah. Like you just get a job that's not even a person most of the time. What are you this year? Rainbow. Great. What are you this year? Starry Night. That's like you get roles like that at school.
Now tell me
a talking part.
Tell me, have I told the Little Shop of Horrors story before?
I don't know.
Have you heard that? Does that ring a bell?
Oh, we just repeat stuff all the time now.
It's like storylines. So Little Shop of Horrors, you know, like Miss Saigon was one of the year's end of like school musicals.
Yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors was the year before.
Can we just quickly just put in a quick clip from Miss Saigon?
No. I can't do that. No.
We're back.
No, I'm back in the room. So Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah. Have you ever seen Little Shop of Horrors?
I don't really know what it is. How is it different from... What's the other one? Let's do the time warp again. What's that one?
It's about an evil plant,
right,
who sits in the middle of the stage, and it starts as a little plant that sings as a puppet. Aww. And then it grows and grows and grows into this ginormous singing plant that likes to eat people. Have you seen it?
What's it called? I'll Google it.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Rocky Horror Picture Show is the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, you're thinking of that one. But what happened was, The year before, I was only a newbie on the block. I was your under 21s.
Yeah.
So I was picking up, you know, substitute roles. I wasn't getting a first team start.
No.
So they went,
you start a cup game.
Oh, maybe. And this was my cup game. They went, we need someone to sit inside the plant for 20 minutes on stage. You get wheeled on during one of the bits. And you got to basically just do that for 20 minutes. What a workout, by the way.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I came out of that every single show sweaty as fuck. But two things. One, I always got the credit for being the actual, like, so off stage, someone's singing. So I'm doing the movements.
Can they see your face? Is it?
No, they can't see your face.
You're literally completely covered up.
But I'm in the program as like the puppet master. So when I'm giving it, everyone's like, wow, what vocals?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I just took the credit for it.
Who was singing?
A guy called Liam off stage.
Was he unbelievable? Singing,
yeah, he was class Liam quality. Payne. No, it wasn't Liam Payne. Yeah. But it was
Liam Gallagher then.
Liam Gallagher. Liam, you got one, Ethan?
Liam Rossini. Frey.
Oh, I don't know if that's a person.
Liam Frey.
Liam Frey, yeah, that's a person.
So I was in the suit one day on the biggest day of the month.
How many shows did you do at this point?
Four.
What is this suit smelling like at this point?
Awful. Awful. Yeah. This is the finale night. And as I'm sat in there, by the way, this plant eats people during this stage, like the actual show. As I'm in the suit, I get this ferocious nosebleed. I'm talking blood everywhere. Splattering
ferocious
everywhere.
Nosebleed.
Honestly, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to pass out.
Yeah.
And I've still got to go. You know, the show must go on.
Because
I can't stop, because that would ruin the mood.
Yeah, the show must go on, which is literally what all the sort of child abusing kind of, what they call, like, theatre moms say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those ones who you get absolutely battered if you don't get the top spot. They really love that phrase, so you know you have to live by it as well.
One of the key factors of the story I've not told you is by the end of me being like that, I eat someone. So someone comes in the suit and like falls
Imagine
in with me.
This.
Then the clothes drawn, and that's the end of part one.
Curtains
drawn, not the clothes. So I'm having this nosebleed. It's fucking blood everywhere. I'm awful. Next thing you know, this fucking guy dives in, like sort of.
Imagine now, Ethan. You are a lad on stage, probably shitting yourself. It's the biggest day of your life. You get eaten by a giant oversized plant that stinks of 4 days worth of sweat. You enter that scenario. There is just blood everywhere. Blood fucking everywhere in this suit. No, and Joe McGraw is panting away.
Can I say,
trying to eat
can
you.
I tell you this?
You'd think he'd gone rabid, wouldn't you?
No, he didn't see the blood because it's pitch black. I haven't got my own light. I mean, like a massive suit.
Good evening.
He's pitch black in there.
Right.
And the curtain's closed. And I think, bloody hell, what's going to go over here? And there's this like innocent girl who always sort of takes the lid off to make sure I'm all right.
So bloody
she
innocent.
Opens this thing to see two lads like fucked, blood everywhere, and she screams.
That's horrible. That's absolutely that, awful. That.
Honestly,
she all right now?
She's fine now. Yeah, she's, well. She's a nurse now.
Do you know what I'm
no,
thinking?
No surprise
of.
There then.
I was thinking of the day of the Triffids, the 1963 film.
Ah.
When all the Triffids come up.
What's a Triffid? Isn't that a type of biscuit?
It's like a fly catcher, I think that's what they're called.
A biscuit? Why, what is the scariest biscuit?
The scariest biscuit? Oh, that's a really good question, that.
Wagon wheel.
Ooh, that's trouble, isn't it?
I hate a wagon wheel.
They're also not great, are they, wagon wheels?
Shite.
I feel like they used to be good when we were kids, but then you have one now. The layer of chocolate is gossamer thin.
Yeah,
it couldn't be
gossamer.
Thinner.
Gossamer, what a
if
word.
You held it up to the light, you could read text, you could read a newspaper through that chocolate.
Gossamer. I'm going to keep gossamer. What it's does that mean?
Gossamer's thin. Like the sort of the silky kind of dusty webby stuff that you sometimes see, you know, on grass.
Yeah, gossamer.
And on a cold morning. Ooh. That kind of film like spider's web stuff. I don't know, they use it in novels. That the actual the biscuit or whatever it is itself is first of all soft. Mm. It's not a crispy biscuit, which is weird, but you sort of get used to that. Secondly, it has no flavour. It tastes like a cardboard.
Cardboard.
Bud.
Yes, it does.
The marshmallow, fine, does its job, whatever.
The jam,
and then the jam
weird.
One. Did you ever used to take the top off and separate it and look at the jam?
Yeah.
When we were kids, there was jam all over the thing.
Then
what
would you do? Would
you lick it? It's like lifting the big plant off your head. Just jam everywhere.
Oh,
red everywhere.
Mad.
I got one a few years ago. Little bit of jam like that.
Shh. Do you know what? We need to start talking about how little you get in food these days.
Yeah.
Packet of crisps these days. Yeah. You're paying for the air. Go on, Ethan.
No, I just completely agree.
What's it called? There's a name for it, isn't there? Where
I feel like
instead of making the prices go up, they make the amount you buy for that price smaller.
That's often
the
one
Toblerone
of the...
Toblerone was a big one. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
When the gaps between the mountains, it was like... It used to be like Himalaya, Himalaya, Himalaya. Now it's like Himalaya, Alps, Andes, fucking Patagonia. Yeah. The gaps are massive.
I've seen also as well, big news in the paper the other day, that they're making the holes in the bagel bigger. So obviously you're getting less bagel.
Yeah.
It's a fucking joke.
You get it's basically just a fucking hula hoop, isn't it? You can, you know, like that with
yeah,
it.
You'd be
that's, how big, that's how big the hole is. It's insane.
Easier to put it on your knob.
What?
Oh.
Ethan's got a new fashion outfit. Have you seen this? Ethan rarely buys new stuff. He looks like a sort of, he looks like a priest on his day off sometimes.
Yeah, he does, yeah. You sort of inherited those clothes when you moved into the priest's dorm next to the church. The wardrobe was already stocked with like day off clothes. That's Ethan's fashion sense, isn't it? Priest
is.
On a day off.
Really?
Priest on a day off. Nothing wrong with that necessarily.
No. I would have said like more so modern day detective.
Yeah.
Like who?
Like
what, Luther?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
To be fair, that coat is a little bit Luther that he wears.
Yeah.
So you do remind me of Luther as well.
Yep.
Thank you. I've got that before.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's the bad. Get that a lot.
Anyway, I was given the Sloppy Drew's card the other day to get some Halloween stuff.
Jesus.
And when I was out, me and my friend Wob, who was accompanying me, went into Vans. You've heard of Vans?
Yeah, I've heard of Vans.
Don't they sell shoes and shirts and that kind of thing?
Not the one you went into when you were a kid.
No.
They sold puppies, didn't they? Candy.
What I saw was a
when,
nice...
then or now, sorry, because we said we're not allowed to tell that story on the podcast. Yeah. We've been over this.
This is back to the old day.
This is now. We're now in modern day. Yeah. I wanted to talk. Sorry. Yeah.
And I went into the shop with Wob, And I realised in Vans, and I'm not really a trainer guy, my Nikes were falling apart. Mm. I've had them for over a year now, holes in them. My feet were soaked from the rain. So I really was thinking maybe some new shoes. And the shoe man in the shop said, here are some Vans.
What, but in the Vans
behold,
shop?
They're also walking boots.
Hey, don't come on
off
me.
Off-road Vans.
Do you know about these, by the way?
I've heard about them.
Have you? Do you know to the extent these? This is crazy.
They're some of the biggest shoes I've ever seen.
I think it's crazy. Have you got them, Ethan?
I'll show them up against what?
So were you in the market for some walking boots?
No.
Right.
I wasn't.
So what's that? Look at them. Big they are.
Your listeners, it's kind of like it just looks like a normal van, but you can see they're a bit more sturdy.
Yeah, it shows
more...
the bottom.
Do you know when, like, people have one leg shorter than the other?
Yeah, like a built-up shoe.
It does feel a bit like
that. Yeah, look,
that.
It says all track on the side, and then the bottom's got a little bit more kind of...
What have you stood in there?
I think it's tape.
A little bit more depth on it than a normal one. But they look massive, Ethan. They look big and bulky.
You stood in bird shit. This fucking looks disgusting.
They are big and bulky, and what I've realised, and I didn't tell you this story, it just came to me now. So after the big Halloween night when I bought the shoes and the Sloppy Drew's card for £130, then decided...
Is that, I don't know. You have the account. There's 130 quid.
You bought them on the business card?
I've got to be honest. I didn't have my card on me because I wasn't anticipating...
Wait, hold on. I'm blaming you for this as well. You're in charge of the funds. Did you not see 130 quid come out of Vans? They're 130 quid, by the way. I've just ruined the story.
130 quid. If you paid for them on the car.
Well, no, what I was thinking, and I thought.
No.
First of all, how much is 130 quid's ridiculous, isn't it? For
a pair of shoes. For
them.
Yeah, they are just big vans. What do they do that normal vans don't do? Because normal vans are about 65, 70 quid, aren't they?
Oh, well, they're like walking boots, these ones.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but do you need that functionality?
No, well, the thing was, my feet were soaked because of the rain, and in my mindset, I was just like, I'd really love proper dry feet for a long time. So I just bought them. Yeah. But I must be honest, the reason I used the company card is because I didn't have my card. Thought it'd be quite funny to bring it up now.
Yeah.
But also, you can knock it off my next big fee.
No, hold on.
Next big fee?
First of all, stop talking about...
First of all, you don't have a big fee.
Stop talking about how we do our finances. Secondly... Right.
My next big thing.
When we submit our accounts, right, they're going to say, why did you spend 130 quid at Vans? What do we tell them?
Why did you spend 130 quid on these shit trainers? That's what they're going to say to us.
Well, technically, I can do that, can't I?
I don't think you know how money works, or accounts, or tax, or fraud.
Mad. So you spent...
Well, let me tell you the next bit of the story.
Right. You bought Wob shoes from him as well.
Yeah. And well, he got some even bigger, even bulkier. They're not just walking shoes. These are running shoes. These are Vans and running shoes. They're so low profile, you wouldn't believe it.
Well, we got swindled because the guy said if I did buy Wob shoes as well, it would be 20% off. And when I got the till, he said, oh, but not with the walking boots, mate.
Yeah, they're the best shoes in the shop.
What would you do in that scenario? The geezer goes, buy three items, you get 20% off. You go to the till, the three items are put in front of them, one of them doesn't get you the 20% off.
Yeah.
I'd have just gone, right, and I could put them back.
What? Put them all back and left.
Yeah.
Why?
You just sold me a deal. That's not true.
Mm.
I don't like swindlers.
But here's what I would have done. He'd have said to me, if you get two more shoes, you get 10% off. I'd say, I only want one pair. I wouldn't even entertain the deal.
Yeah.
I hate deals.
You hate deals?
I hate it when they're like, oh, you buy like a six pack of Branston beans. And they're like, if you buy 12, you get the third pack half price. I'm like, well, I don't need fucking 18 tins of beans. I just want to make some breakfast. Yeah. I just don't do deals anymore.
You don't do deals?
Buy one, get Fair one, play. Fuck off. Ooh. If it's buy one, get one free, fine, I'm buying one anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if it's like, get three and get your fourth free, I'm just not having
tell
it.
Tell you what, or buy three and get the cheapest item free.
Oh.
That is, and then you got to start doing maths in your head.
It's and like, everything has to be dead expensive then, because you can't risk the getting a free one that's a shit.
Deals are done. Well, anyway. Congratulations.
But they're
on,
too big, aren't they?
Oh, well, the point was, I cycled home in the night time in the rain at 1 o'clock from the Trafford Bar tram stop, picked up one of those barrel bikes, and my shoes were so heavy and clunky, I just couldn't cycle, hit a curb and fell off. So,
was after our night together.
Yeah.
You cycled home.
So you've just been weighed down by these shoes, they're too much. They're too heavy for you.
Ethan left Buddy Jackson's. We were all pissed.
Yeah.
And you cycled home.
Well, I cycled home from Trafford Bar, so it was only about a 15-minute ride, but it was, yeah, I went flying.
A minute ago, when you were setting one of the cameras up, you kicked the wall really hard and said, I can't lift my feet in these.
I can't. They're just too heavy. They're just too much for me.
You'll get used to them, surely. The more you walk, the more you'll get used to them.
Yeah, the more, you know, once you get used to actually walking, yeah, you'll be all right, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Ethan, did you bring something in for the 1 out of 10 club?
Yes, I do have a 1 out of 10.
Ooh.
And the reason I've picked this 1 out of 10 is because I think it's massively overrated.
Yeah.
Oh, here we
That's
go.
What the 1 love out of 10 club I love it.
Manisha really likes this. She finds it a real naughty treat.
Ooh.
Is it sexy?
Is it you with leather gloves on?
Are you going to hand us the food with like a sexy charm about you? Like a sexy butler?
Well, I can do.
No.
I don't know if it'll help its cause. For I have brought something that I don't think Joe Smith will like because it's in the sweet club. It's the overrated, of course, chocolate eclairs.
Ooh!
No!
Do you know what?
Oh, no.
This was in the same sort of ballpark
which I was messing about with.
I am very intrigued here because the chocolate eclair, look at Ethan with his big boots on.
I know.
Can't even
walk. Like, it looks like fucking...
Take him half an hour to get
like
there.
Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
The chocolate eclair, although looks...
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, you fucked these up by absolutely kicking the shit out of them. How long ago did you buy these? How many weeks ago?
How many weeks ago?
I'd say about... an hour ago.
And did you keep them in somewhere like warm, like the oven? Because they look fucking mental.
They look absolutely finished.
What's happened to the chocolate? For the audio listeners, the chocolate on top of it, it's... Why is it so melted?
He's booted it to try and get it in the 1 out of 10.
Right, here we go. You're trying to cause a fart.
What is a chocolate eclair, Joe?
It's basically, in the middle, is a bit of cream. It's surrounded by pastry. And I think they just sort of...
But it's choux pastry, isn't it?
Blub it in.
The weirdest of all pastries, it's sort of the same consistency as, like... cooked human skin.
Why did you say that?
No. That's pastry, vile. You think crisp. What? Well, shoe pastry isn't crisp, is it? I don't know why.
That is a bit vile, isn't it?
It's like bread.
Do you know what? The pastry is really shit. The chocolate's nice.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Of course, I love cream.
Who don't love cream?
Not me. But the main ingredient, or the main part of it being the pastry... it's disgusting.
Mm.
It's wank. Isn't it?
It's wank.
It's shit.
Can I throw into the mix something on the same lines as this? But now we've done the eclair, I don't think.
The profiterole.
Don't fucking slag off profiterole.
They're the same.
Wait.
The iced finger.
No, we're going back a sec. You like profiteroles?
I think profiteroles have got more about them. I don't think they're the same.
They're the same thing.
Are they?
Yeah, choux pastry full of cream covered in chocolate.
But I feel like because there's more of the ball element and you can get more in your mouth, then they have different aspects.
Absolute nonsense argument from you, McGrath.
To be fair, when you say it out loud, yeah.
Can I tell you something?
I like profiteroles.
So talk to me about the iced finger then. What's that got to do?
That's just like a bun, isn't it?
It's a hot dog bun with a bit of sugar and water on it.
Who's in?
Awful.
Feels like the war times kind of food, that, and we've just stuck with it. Now, obviously, they had to go through rations, didn't they, back in the day?
Yeah.
So you imagine a bit of bread with some sort of... watery sugar was perfect.
Wicked.
But now,
better,
you know what I mean?
Bombed to
now
death.
We've got like fucking Mr. Kipling. We don't need it.
No, we don't. You're right. I think Mr. Kipling was around pre-war, but...
Was it?
I get your point, sure.
Google Mr. Kipling, please, Ethan.
I think he's got an 18 at the start of it, hasn't it, Mr. Kipling? Can I tell you something that's going to interest you? And it might interest you as well, Ethan.
Mm.
I love chocolate eclairs.
No.
I love profiteroles.
Do you really?
I love them. They're one of the few... Oh, 1960s, you're right. You're well done.
So you love
them.
They're
one of the few sweets that I really like. I love them. I think they're fantastic.
Dreams has got more of a balance to it.
They're quite bready. They're not that sweet. I know it is sweet, but cream isn't that sweet by, by itself.
Sorry,
the
shoe
pastry,
right.
I mean, I have to get emotional. The shoe pastry's quite savoury. They really coat your throat, I will say that. But I think they're delicious. I think they're really nice.
Are you stunned a bit there, Ethan?
I can't believe... he's enjoying it. I don't know if this is a big charade.
Did you fit the full one in your mouth?
Mm. Oh, wow.
I don't get it. No, listen, right.
Don't wink at me when you did that. Ethan, he just winked at me. That's awful.
He's that kind of guy. It's wet, it's crap. And for filling, there's so many nice fillings out there. There's flavours like lemon and strawberry. They're popular flavours.
Yeah, they are. They're very nice popular. And, yeah.
I've heard of them.
And that would be so much nicer inside of that wank casing.
Mm. The casing is odd, but I like it.
If you're going to have something calorific, have something nice. Not this.
So for me, I would say they're a 7.5 out of 10. So they're going to the 1 out of 10 club. So my vote is it's not going in.
I'm sorry, Ethan.
Oh, 7.5 out of 10.
They're delicious.
I'm going 3 out of 10. I really think they're piss poor. I'd never buy them.
Well, I think that should go in the 1 out of 10 then. You're telling me that a criteria of a food that should be put in the 1 out of 10 club.
Was I upset when they pulled the eclairs out? No, not really. I still had half, and I'm eyeing up the other half.
I
think the 1 out of 10 club, I'd just have left that other half.
That's true.
Unless you want my other half.
No, I've already had two.
Might as well take that.
I don't want any more.
Take it.
Okay.
Right, so he's not getting in, Ethan. I'm sorry, but I know where you're getting at. Shit pastries. Oh, look at that. I'll tell you what I'm going to bring in next week. A fucking custard slice. You ever had a custard? No. A vanilla slice.
Horrible.
No. You can fuck right off.
Horrible.
No. I'm gonna bring that in for the 9 out of 10 club. A fucking vanilla slice. I don't even know what it's called, actually.
Tell you what, the 1 out of 10 club is proving a difficult nut to crack, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard. The high street has its own filtering system.
Yeah. Oh, but by the way, I don't think I've got as many correspondence as the wedgies getting in the 1 out of 10 club as I have done for the 1 out of 10 club. Lots of people saying, bang on,
yeah,
wedgies.
I think you did really well with that. Because at first I thought, what are you saying about? And then you eat it, you go,
shit. Yeah. Right, everyone, enjoy your Friday or any of you listening to us. What?
It's a lovely thought, isn't it? Yeah, just enjoy your Friday, yeah. Just enjoy your Friday. Like, regardless of what's going on, just get over it. Just fucking enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Got too many eclairs.
We'll see you on Tuesday with a bumper pack special talking about what we all did on Halloween and lots more because me and Ethan had a little night out in Bunny Jackson. So we'll tell you all about that next Tuesday. We'll see you then. Patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's podcast. We're hopefully going to be recording Come Down with soon. We just need to get an invite from Joe. What day can we come round?
Oh, too many eclairs.
Oof, God. But take care of yourself. We'll see you soon. Goodbye for now.
Oh, God. Stop. See you later.